Thank you, Madam Chair. The integration of individuals belonging to minority groups and the creation of cohesive societies may be a challenging process. However, this process not only fosters cultural diversity, but also enriches the social fabric, ultimately contributing to the creation of a vibrant and dynamic society. Thus, minorities can enjoy the full potential of diversity, fostering a sense of belonging and shared purpose. Minority groups often face discrimination in areas such as education, employment, and access to services. Certain groups are vulnerable to hate crimes and targeted violence. Addressing these challenges requires a comprehensive approach involving legal frameworks, educational initiatives, economic policies, social programs, and community engagement. Greek minority policies have systematically consisted in adopting positive measures with regard to the Greek citizens, members, members of the Muslim minority in Thrace, thus reiterating our steadfast commitment and respect of the Lausanne Treaty and furthering the full enjoyment of their rights, including religious freedom, freedom of association, educational rights. And this notwithstanding the fact that Greek minorities in neighboring countries face continuous and multiple forms of discrimination, resulting in violations of their basic human rights. The work of the Human Rights Council, the OHCHR, the mandate holders, the work of this very forum we participate today is of utmost importance. And of course, the mandate of the Special Rapporteur on Minorities is crucial in order to mark tendencies and identify future challenges. Mr. Special Rapporteur, we would like to welcome you to the Human Rights Council family and wish you every success in your tenure. We're looking forward to your ideas, priorities, and contributions. I thank you.